The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay. So I just wanted to say a few words, and something that you already know, that loving kindness practice, or maybe I should say in general, Brahma Vihara practice, I tend to focus on the loving kindness, but you know, all of them, sympathetic joy, compassion, equanimity, they help elicit these positive feelings, you know, warm-hearted feelings, warm-hearted emotions or experiences. And both towards others and towards ourselves. And Barbara Fredrickson, she's this kind of a pioneering researcher on this whole idea of positive emotions or positive feelings and the role that they play in our lives and what we can do to help support them and elicit them. And she's done a lot of research on this. And she has this theory that I like, that maybe I'd like to share here, just in a really broad brush. She has this idea that positive experiences, positive emotions, help us to broaden and build. So maybe I'll unpack that a little bit. This to broaden our attention, that is that often when we're having negative experiences, we're even having physical pain or emotional pain, I think this won't be news to any of you, when we're in difficulties, our attention just collapses down and around, and that's all we can think about and all we can notice in some ways, right? It just that really predominates our experience. So in contrast is when we're having positive emotions or positive experiences, it can help kind of like broaden our perspective so that we're not collapsed around what's difficult. And then this broadening our perspectives, of course, has consequences. But so not only does it, and I'll unpack that in a little bit, but this idea of broadening our awareness, broadening our attention, also goes with broadening our experiences. That is, that we can, if we're able to experience the positive emotion of joy, for example, Barbara Fredrickson points to that that helps create the conditions for there to be an urge to play. That is to kind of like be creative and maybe push the limits or to behave in new ways or different ways or fun ways that are get out of our usual roles or try something new or something like this. So this positive feeling of joy helps create the conditions in which there's this maybe an urge to play. And then this positive emotion of interest, of being curious, of being engaged in with our experience, creates the urge to explore. That is to go on adventures, take in new information, take in new experiences, and that way to expand our world. So this having just this curiosity, like what's really going on, helps to create the conditions in which we are more likely to have new experiences or new understandings even or new information. And then she continues that the experiencing of contentment creates the urge to for us to like savor and to really recognize the experience that we're having. And then to integrate these into our experiences. And we can integrate them into a view of ourselves and integrate them into a view of the world, but to savor and feel supported. And from that place, we're able to maybe have new understandings, but maybe that to allow things to shift or settle or integrate or metabolize in some kind of way. So the reason why I've gone through these three about joy, interest, and contentment is because Barbara Fredrickson kind of defines love as part of it, this amalgam of joy, interest, and contentment. which can help create the conditions for play, to explore, and to savor. And I really like this idea. Loving kindness isn't exactly the same as love. And of course, I guess it depends on how we define love and how we define loving kindness. But maybe if we think of loving kindness as a positive emotion and this warm-heartedness, it helps us so we can have this experience of wanting to have this urge to play, or just, in fact, doing play in all kinds of different ways, whether that's being creative and doodling or dancing or writing poetry, singing in some kind of ways, and making music, an interest, being engaged with what we're doing, and noticing that the lessening, the dampening of any sense of discontent or any sense of things aren't quite right. And then, of course, the reason why we are interested in love is not only because it makes us feel better, which has its own value and has its own worth and is a worthwhile thing to do, but also it helps us to build our resources. I've been talking about sometimes like how it increases our capacity. Another way to say that is that it builds our resources. It kind of helps us to find maybe new and creative ways to be in the world, or to interact with others, with our partners, with people that we find difficult or find challenging in any way. Maybe it helps us broaden our experience or ways that we can think about some of our social bonds, our relationships with coworkers, with our families. And this is especially important during this COVID-19 era, in which we are, you know, sheltering in place at home and don't have our usual resources available to us. We're not able to go meet our friends for lunch or our coworkers for lunch. We're not able to, just have those little breaks that we have around the water cooler or at work, or to meet with the grandkids. Or for me, I regularly like to visit my mother and to make sure that, you know, she's okay. And of course, you know, I love her and I want to spend time with her. But instead, we're finding like novel ways of meeting. So loving kindness as a positive emotion helps us build new experiences and new understandings, and helps us with those new understandings and new experiences can increase our capacity. And we could all use the most increased capacity that is available for us, that is possible for us while we're navigating this time. Tomorrow, I'm just thinking about broadening our capacities and our social bonds. I've tried something kind of funny tomorrow. Well, we'll see how it works with some of my friends. So we're going to have an express Zoom spa. That is, we're going to show up on Zoom with some of my friends. We're going to say hello. And then we have to go put like funny things on our face. Things that, you know, moisturizer or whatever it might be, you know, this puts stuff on our face that's supposed to make our face look good, and then come back on Zoom looking silly with all this stuff on, and just as a way, you know, to laugh and be together and do something different with Zoom than all the work that sometimes we might be doing on Zoom. I know one of my friends, she has a lot of work on Zoom and it's very taxing for her, so I thought this might be a funny thing for us to do together. So I just offer that as, I wouldn't have thought of doing anything like this before, but happy hour is a way in which might support us to think of some warm-hearted things that we can do with others, some warm-hearted things we can do for ourselves during this time. So with that as an introduction, to begin our meditation practice, we can take an upright posture or whatever uprightness, however that gets expressed for you. Uprightness more is to express our intention to be here, our intention to meditate. So that might include lying down. It might include sitting with a lot of cushions and a shawl or whatever feels comfortable and has some alertness to it. And let's just begin by checking in with the body. Maybe noticing what's obvious about what's happening in the body. If there's some tension, maybe what's obvious is the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Maybe it's the feeling of tightness in shoulders or the back. We're just noticing without a feeling that it has to be different. As best we can we bring some warm-heartedness to whatever tension we might be finding? Maybe bringing some relaxation to the face. Some relaxation to the belly. Without making it a project, just it's more about allowing and attention than any real doing. Then we can rest our awareness on the sensations of breathing. Just noticing what it feels like from the inside to have in-breaths and out-breaths. You might feel it in the abdomen, in the chest, maybe with the air going in and out of the nose. We're just hanging out, noticing the sensations of breathing. Nothing in particular needs to be happening. What does it feel like to collect the different fragments of the mind and to rest them on the sensations of breathing? So this practice of mindfulness of the sensations of breathing can always be an alternative if it feels like loving kindness isn't the right practice for you right now. And then to begin loving kindness practice, bring to mind a lovable being, someone for whom it's easy to feel warm-hearted, warmth, care, goodwill, friendliness, love, and bring this person or being to mind, whether it's kittens, puppies, babies, somebody you know, somebody you don't know. Just bring them to mind. And then to support our intention of cultivating loving kindness, you can say these phrases. While keeping the lovable being in mind, may you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. might check in with the body and see if there is any sense of warmth or spaciousness, softness, well-being. And if so, can allow that experience, those sensations, to support you. Can savor them, allow them to nourish you and nurture you, even if they're just a small part of your experience. You might want to see if they want to get bigger, just in a gentle, organic, easy fashion. Allow any sense of warmth or well-being to get as big as it would like. And if it happens that you're not feeling any feelings of well-being or warmth, can you be okay with that? Can you make space for that? Maybe refreshing the image of the lovable being. May you be saved. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then we can expand our loving kindness, building on what we've developed and cultivated here for a lovable being, to include ourselves. So in the same way, bring either a felt sense of yourself or an image of yourself. Either as you are now, or perhaps a younger version. And we'll just modify the phrases. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. Of course, you're welcome to modify the phrases. Maybe there are other words that resonate with you. Maybe a different language. Maybe the language of your heart. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. For loving kindness meditation, it'd be really important to keep it in a way that it doesn't turn into a big project or something that has to be a certain way and that we find ourselves struggling with it. Can we keep it simple, keep it relaxed and easy? And maybe stretch ourselves a little bit. Not so that we get into a struggle, but just so that we notice our edges. Our edges of familiarity, edges of comfort. It might be that doing loving kindness for yourself was a little bit of a stretch and is where your edge is. But if it feels like the right thing for you to do now, we can expand even greater to include neutral persons, people that we don't know. We don't like them. We don't dislike them. We don't really have an opinion about them. Might be a neighbor that you sometimes see walking the dog. Might be somebody on this Zoom call that you haven't seen before. Be the postal carrier. You can bring this person to mind. And can we extend to them loving kindness, also warm-heartedness, even though we don't know them, even though we don't have a relationship with them? So again, bringing this person to mind. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May we live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then to end this meditation, Feel the pressure of the chair or the cushion against your body. Feel your feet on the ground. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of that all positive emotions, including loving kindness, can help build our capacity to be with difficulties and build our capacity to be creative and have maybe a sense of exploration or play. And exploration and play, as well as love, of course, can really support our life and help us to support others. Because really, I believe all of us want the world to be a better place. Want there to be health and happiness and safety and ease for others as well as for ourselves. And part of the way that we can do that is to bring new ideas, bring new energy, bring new capacities to our experiences so that we can share them with others, or including the experiences of our relationships or our experiences of whatever difficulties we might be having. So I'd like to encourage you to maybe talk with others and explore this idea of positive emotions, including loving kindness. And I also want to say here maybe that just because we're doing loving kindness meditation doesn't mean at that moment that we're experiencing loving kindness and warmth and ooey gooey. We're creating the conditions in which that might arise, but it doesn't have to arise in order for this practice to be effective. It's more that we're setting that intention again and again and again, each time we bring the mind back from wandering. And it's that intention setting that really has the power and can make the difference. It makes it easier and more likely that loving kindness will arise. So even if you didn't actually experience some warm-hearted feelings, having done this practice makes it more likely that you will have those warm-hearted feelings. So I'd like to encourage you to talk about this or explore this or have a conversation about this in which there might be more an opportunity to either talk about this idea of broaden and build, that having these positive experiences helps increase our capacity. You could talk about that. Or it could maybe just describe what your experience was with that meditation or loving kindness in general. Okay, so in a moment here, I'll open these up. You'll have, let's see here. I'll probably make this like 14 minutes or maybe now 13 minutes. And then and you'll be in groups of four. So have fun, and I'll see you in a few minutes.